Liam, 2-0, clean sheet, you know, couldn't have went better. You scored a very good goal.
Yeah, I think especially after Friday night, like going to Waterford, and we didn't really perform as we wanted to, so I think we were sort of a challenge for ourselves to go out and put on a performance like that, especially even after the first time they played at the start of the season. It was sort of first game in the league, a bit shell-shocked. We got, for want of a better word, got battered down there, and yeah, I think we stood up to the task tonight, and I think every single player fought their corner, and it was a good fight, and to go 2 goals up, it sort of settled us down a bit, and I thought everyone to a man were brilliant.
This is a different league to the Irish League, because in the Irish League, it's usually one or two teams every year start to run away from everybody else, but here, there could be anybody's.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, week to week, it's you need to take each game by itself. That's an old saying, but in this league, more than anything, everyone's beating everybody, and it just shows you in the league table how close it is at the top. I think we were sixth before tonight, and it was 3 points off top, but yeah, you can't get too high or too low. You just need to take each game as it comes, and thankfully after Friday night, I say we can't get too low. We were pretty low on Friday night after travelling down there, but yeah, it was just good to turn it around and put in a good performance against the champions.
Tierney said it's 1-1 and it's 3 points, but psychologically it must be a great boost.
No, I sort of agree with the gaffer. Like, as I said, you can't get too high or too low. We need to take each game and keep putting points on the board. Like, a win here isn't better than a win against no matter who in the league. We just need to keep taking each game and putting in that same application we did tonight and that same fight. Because we know we're a good team and we have a ball, we just need to keep fighting for each other when we don't have the ball.
When you got the 2-0 lead, you were never going to lose it. You were never under any pressure from them.
Yeah, I think that's just testament to how hard we worked. Like, even when I come off, like Danny and Paul come on and they must have run about 8k in 30 minutes. It's just that work really. We need to get it into ourselves and do it consistently. The games come thick and fast, so we need to recover well and be ready to do it all again.
You played in a lot of leagues. What do you make of this one in your short time in it?
Yeah, I think it's sort of like, as you said, all the teams, like even in Scotland, obviously Celtic and Rangers, way ahead of everyone else, and it's sort of scrapped between the rest. But even against Shelburne, like the first game of the season, they sort of went long ball and sort of bullied us, and then tonight they came and played football. And it's just week to week, it's different challenges, different games, and one thing's for sure, every team can fight and every team's strong and physical, and we need to match that, and then that'll, if we match that, it'll let our football do the talking.
And you'll be buzzing to get another 3 points on Monday night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We need to follow it up. That's the main message. We need to follow it up. We can't like go to Waterford and not show up and then come tonight and show up. We need to keep doing it consistently. That's the big thing in this league. If you can put a run of results together, obviously with everyone beating everyone, you'll be in a good place.